Welcome, y'all, to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Howdy! On tonight's show, oral sex, birthday postmortem, and southern hospitality.
Want some sweet tea with that?
What I love is that your bump 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 song
yeah.
is just exactly the same every time. I mean, I know that tune. I can name that tune in 87 notes.
Order the sheet music at www.nearink.com.
Rubber spatula will print it on rubber sheets.
Rubber
Ooh,
sheets.
Rubber sheets.
Rubber sheets.
She's three rubber sheets to the wind.
Today I was listening to some of our old apostrophe casts, and I on one of them, that's just podcasts.
John's heavily medicated, just so you know. So if his stories are worse than normal, that's probably why.
Well, I was listening to one of our old casts, and the...
I like the original cast.
Oh, yeah.
The best. Mm-hmm.
The Broadway.
The original Broadway, yeah.
The London cast was not bad, but...
The Peoria one?
Yeah.
So anyway, on one of them, or actually on several of them, we did the... thing. And I, of course, had my headphones on at my desk, and, you know, one of you two went... and at my... desk out loud. I went, and then I'm like, oh, I'm not alone here.
You are not alone. I am here with Ben Hughes.
Oh,
poor Ben.
Yeah, poor Ben in that case. It's not even poor Michael. Ordinarily, it's poor whoever's with Ben.
Yeah, Michael is with Ben.
Yeah.
Michael brought Ben. They're together.
Oh, how long have they been dating?
About 14 years.
Ever since he was born. Soft.
My levels are too low.
Oh, that was better.
Okay.
Well, you know, people say, I can never hear John, especially in the car.
They say they can never hear you.
Oh, I never get that.
People can always hear me.
I heard it.
That's because you're a loud bitch.
Well, shut up. Because he's in control of the levels.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Start talking, John.
You can't make me start talking.
I got an interesting phone call.
Oh, I think we have a...
an interesting phone call for... it wasn't for my birthday. It happened to fall around my birthday. Imagine the scene. I am exhausted. It is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I am taking a nap. My cell phone, which never rings, rings. And I see that it says, Justin calling. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll talk to him. This is before my birthday party. So I thought maybe he had a question.
There was something very important. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said... Give Dina a call.
Oh, yeah.
And tell her what you just told me.
A recommendation.
Right. So this is what he's had to say.
Dina, this is Samuel L. Jackson. Now, you may know me from my roles in movies like Pulp Fiction, Star Wars, and The Incredibles. But I'm here today to make sure you go see a movie that holds a special place in my heart. That's right. I'm talking about Snakes on a Plane. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't give a damn because Snakes on a Plane just might be the best motion picture ever made. It's that good. So listen up. On August 18th, forget about your regular job, working in that boring office, and stop wasting all your free time gambling all your money away. And for God's sake, quit fiddling with your dorky glasses. Just hop on that big, noisy train. Go get your life partner, Justin, and go see Snakes on a Plane. The one summer blockbuster that will take a big, nasty bite out of your butt. It's simple. Do as I say, and you live. You don't want to mess with me on this one, because I will come after you. You hear me?
I heard it, and I'm scared. I believe that might have been, like, some sort of threat of an assault.
I think that you should report it as a hate crime.
A hate crime? What does he hate? He hates my glasses! Which I'm getting new ones, PSBTW.
Ooh, I just got some new glasses.
Drinking glasses?
Sunglasses.
Oh, how come I can't see them?
Because you'll make fun of me. No, you just won't like them, and then I won't like it that you don't like them.
And you'll be crushed.
I'll give a disapproving grunt is apparently what's going to happen. Eh.
Like my shirt. Do you like the shirt? No.
Well.
Oh, okay. I'll never wear it again. And I haven't.
Are you serious? Yeah. We were in the theater the day we saw the mishap, but we thought we were going to go see the water coolers.
Was this the British shirt?
Or? Yes.
Yes, with all the patches. Ugh. So he looks at me.
The gloves are off.
Well, he said to me, he's like, well, so what is it you don't like about the shirt? And I looked at it kind of funny, and he's like, everything, right? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Although I found out I sent Eddie a picture of me in that shirt. He has the same shirt.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
Probably so you looks
hate
better on
you
him.
Hate Eddie. No, probably no, it does.
Oh, that's okay. I still love you and your butthole. No one said I had to love your shirt or your sunglasses.
That's true, but you do have to love my butthole.
Right? It wasn't in the rule book.
Because if you don't, I'm gonna come and take a big bite out of your butt.
You know that might be kind of hot.
Like the snakes.
Snakes
suck
on
the venom
a plane.
Out. Suck it out.
I thought Attack of the Clones was a stupid name for a movie, but I think Snakes on a Plane is worse.
Well, when I first saw that, I thought that has to be some sort of euphemism for, like, it's some sort of military,
what
like,
that word again?
Euphemism.
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 Did I say nism?
Yes. Twice. Oh. Notice I didn't call you out. I just gave you a look like I saw your sunglasses.
You know he'll never use that word again.
Right. John, oh, how funny.
It's so good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Anyway, I thought it was a euphemism. Like it was a military, like, you know, Marines when they're flying over Iraq are called snakes on a plane because they slither down and kill people. No, it's
about
snakes
reptiles.
On a plane.
You know, one of our listeners, I can't remember who, but somebody on the AIM told me it was a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah, it might have been Russ. So, sorry if it was someone else. Otherwise, Russ, you just got prepped for saying it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Dina, about 2 hours after I sent that to you, I got one myself from Jeff in Arizona. So,
was it clever and funny like mine?
Well, it's the same. It's the same one. I don't know. If you go online, you can send this to people, and it just asks you a bunch of questions. Like,
will you put the link on our blog?
Sure.
Okay.
I will do that. So you can go, and then you put in your phone number and their phone number, and then it pretends to be you when it calls. So you could put anyone's phone number. You could pretend that you were the White House calling.
Ooh.
This is President George W. Bush.
You might remember me from such incidents as euphemism and
Afghanistan. Weapons of mass destruction.
Oh,
nuclear.
No, at least they found the snakes.
Them's is real.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
So that was the day of my party. I think some people were looking for a recap of how my party went. And first, I guess I'll ask you two, since you're both there, and I didn't really talk to either of you. John, what'd you think?
I had a good time. I wish that I had not had to go so early.
Because you do volunteer work?
Because I do volunteer work.
Because
I'm sure
you're volunteering
it just got
too much.
Better as the night went on.
Well, there was a lot of discussion about butthole licking.
Butthole licking, cocksucking.
We pretty much talked about my friend Dan's anatomy and his cock a lot.
Was he involved in these discussions?
He was.
Oh, well, yeah. He was right there.
I was in the kitchen at one point and I hear, Dina? This is from Justin. Yeah. In inches. How big is Dan's cock? Well, he's talking to Dan's wife. I'm like, nine and a half. That is not too much. You're so lucky. What? Do you know how lucky you are? It went on and on.
Did she acknowledge that she was lucky?
I don't know. I wasn't.
I don't think
there
she appreciates what she has.
Mm. Well, what he has.
Don't know what you got. Get it gone.
But yeah, lots of discussion of that. Lots and lots. So it did get a little bit. Well, it got better when you left.
No, good.
Good.
I had a great time up until the part where some nasty bitch stood up and said, y'all bitches gotta leave.
Yeah, 2:30. There were like 6 people still there. I wanted to spend time with Bill. I hadn't talked to him all night. That's Justin noise. Trying to write to simulate.
No, it's more like this.
If you don't know. You weren't there. Anyway, so I hadn't really talked to him all night, blah, blah, blah. I was getting a little tired, and I figured, you know, if I'm going to get a little birthday action, let's be honest, you bitches need to leave. It didn't even turn into that because I was so damn tired. Oh, but yeah.
Tard.
Yeah, 2:30. I'm like, all right, thanks for coming. I'm going to bed.
Did she say thanks for coming before she said no. Y'all bitches need
she
to
said,
leave?
She said, all right. Y'all bitches need to leave. That was pretty much it.
And
we did.
I got birthday hugs. Molly was all, oh, you never do this. And even Justin gave me a hug. We touched tongues earlier. He was pretty drunk.
Of course.
Well, it was her birthday.
Right. And then he's. And then I look and I'm like, what is he doing? Oh, he's ordering a pizza. I'm going to bed. I didn't realize it was for delivery at his place.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew the scene was not good when I saw Chicago Pizza showing up. I'm like, oh.
Well, Molly was very hungry. I could eat. I mean, it's pizza, so of course I can eat. And I said, well, hell, we got a good, 25 minutes ahead of us to get home. Might as well order it now, and they'll deliver it shortly after we got home. And that's exactly what happened.
That's brilliant. Then I went in my room, closed the door, turned off the light, whatever. And then I hear, no, stop that. That's not even true. And then I hear a little, rat-a-tat-tat on the door. And I looked at Bill. I'm like, my pants are off. I am not answering the door. He's like, okay. And with that, I just, punk, crashed. Crashed.
Who was at the door?
Molly and Justin.
Oh, okay.
They was going to say goodbye. Well, actually, Justin was all like, can I hear the sounds?
I had my camera.
I believe it. Well, I had a good time. I got some really, really thoughtful gifts.
What did John give you?
John gave me a spirograph.
There were thoughtful gifts, and then John also brought a gift,
Mine
though.
Was thoughtful, and it she was. Said so.
It was very thoughtful, because it was one of my favorite childhood toys. I got a spirograph.
Top that.
I got her a
well, as a matter of fact, see, I wanted to be a little bit incognito with the gift giving bit because not everyone there gave me a gift, to be perfectly honest.
Rude.
Heard it.
If you go to someone's birthday party, bring a fucking bottle of cheap wine. I mean, something.
Something.
Bring a bottle of vodka shaped like a rifle.
At least bring... If you're not going to bring me a gift, bring whatever you're going to drink.
Right.
That's kind of... I don't know.
Are there any names you'd like to point out specifically?
No. Anyway. So, we had escaped because Justin said, well, mine's kind of complicated, so you can't do this after everyone leaves. I'm like, all right, fine. Now, John leaves my bedroom door open, so then pretty soon there's about 15 people in the room, which the room is fire hazard at 15 people, definitely. So he brings out this little box, and
I wouldn't call a gift it little. Bag.
Little. The gift bag, he pulls out a pair of socks from London, which cleverly were dubbed
tube socks,
because it has the system map of the tube, the underground, on the socks, which is very clever.
Mind the gap.
Heard it. And then he gives me an envelope, which I open up, and it says, Happy Birthday, Dina. This certificate entitles you to one companion airfare with Justin. No expiration, subject to scheduling and availability. You have to choose a destination from the whatever it was. And you have up to 2 vetoes. And so I'm like, okay. So he opens the little box, and inside there are a bunch of small pieces of paper with different cities named on them. And I was forewarned at this point that there were some cities that were not desirable. And so I was taking a chance on me. And so I drew, and the first one I pulled out was Austin. And I was like, Austin, now that's not a bad destination. Texas doesn't really hold any special place in my heart, though, because I hate to be hot. And as I understand it, it's always hot in Texas. So I thought, all right.
I think that's a song, isn't it?
It's always hot in Texas. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to veto it. I'm going to grab the second one. And I open the second one, and it's Denver. And I'm like, ooh, Denver. Okay, now that climate's a little more desirable, as well as there are people in Denver I know who I could see and whatnot, and that could be a good time. And then I felt like I was on a game show at this point. And I felt like these 15 people who are in my bedroom are all cheering me on. Veto! Veto! And none of this is actually happening.
Go for door number three.
Right, but it was like Monty Hall had come in. Does anybody have any tube sex? Let's go!
You can keep Denver or you can trade it for what's in the box.
Right.
Rice-a-roni.
It's a goat.
What's in the box, like the movie Seven? It could be someone's severed head. So I'm like, oh God, what do I do? And I had so much enthusiasm, more than I think I've expressed ever. And so I'm like, I'm going to go for it. And I got all excited and I reach and I grab and I open it up slowly because I'm afraid of what might lie ahead. And I open it and it says, Boston.
Yay!
And I was so excited. Yay.
Beantown.
I've wanted to go to Boston. I've never been. And we had talked about it several times, in fact. And Justin, you've never been there, right?
Never.
Okay, so we are going to Boston. We haven't figured out exactly when, because it is subject to scheduling and availability, but it will be a hot, hot pussy time! You gotta throw an extra R on there, though, because it is Boston. So that was probably the... like, best presented gift I've ever gotten, because it was fun and it was risky. And then we went through the rest of the cities. a lot of good cities in there. There was San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle.
Ewing,
Missouri, where John's parents live. There was Waukegan, Illinois. When I opened it, I was like, who's Waukegan? You're Waukegan or mine? There was one for any city in the continental U.S. There was North Carolina, any city. Vegas was in there a couple times. It was stacked because I certainly have a affinity for more some cities over others. So Boston was in there multiple times. D.C.
Tirana
was in there. Everything was in North America because I won't leave the continent. But if I would have agreed to leaving the continent, I could imagine that there would be some international destinations because this hooker, he likes to travel.
I do. Love it.
So, yeah, my birthday was a great time. And then so for the rest of the night, I'm like standing there all, you know, all smooth and cash. Got my drink in my hand.
Cash.
Mirror. I'm just mere cash. And I wasn't drunk at all because I had one cocktail over the span of 3 hours. Ugh. But I was looking around and looking at people and I'm like, ah, I'm going to Boston. And then I would do a little happy dance. So it was quite exciting. I also got this homemade crossword puzzle from my friend Heather, which I thought was quite cute and very endearing. Other than that, I got me some Crate and Barrel gift cards.
What really? Was the final tally?
What was the total?
Like two, no. Like 310.
Heard it?
Ain't bad.
No, so since the couch I'm going to buy is about $1,400, thank you everyone for buying one quarter of my couch. If you come over, I'll offer you a place to sit.
But you can't all come over at the same
no,
time.
No, definitely not.
Well, I had a good time. I got a little tipsy at your party.
You touched tongues. That's like the meter, the barometer. I didn't even have to ask. I said, hey, and he looked at me and stuck out his tongue, and we just touched him.
Well, I wish I had stayed and gotten more drunk than I did, because I didn't get very drunk at all.
No?
No, and I wanted to.
How much cheese did you eat?
Oh, too much.
How many points worth of cheese?
Well, see, I had more vegetables than anything that night.
You know, that's the thing is that was the one item that people ate the most of. I don't know if it was just because it was centrally located, but I'm not sure if there were cheesy poofs left. I'm not sure. There wasn't. I mean, there was queso that just went to waste.
I did hit the cheesy poofs kind of hard.
Guacamole, everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Guacamole and the vegetables both went very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, we are adults now.
We're eating well.
And more people drank beer than expected. I expected more people to have cocktails.
Mm. Plenty left for me.
Heard it.
That's because you're an alcoholic.
Probably.
No, they go to meetings.
The alcoholics admit they have a problem.
One last birthday thing. I got a birthday card in the mail today from a listener, Francois. Love her butthole. And it wasn't actually a birthday card, but I have to say that we'll put another link on the website for oplusd.com. This was in the category of the naughty series, and on the outside it just says, you are so fucking cool. We checked some of those out earlier, and they're clever little stuff.
They say fuck.
They do say fuck a lot. And in fact, they're...
Ha ha, fuck. That word kind of makes me hot. Yeah,
it says furniture, design, greeting cards, bullshit. So only the classiest stuff. That's from funny. Francois.
There were some funny cards there. I think I might have to order some.
Heard it.
Said it.
I had an interesting weekend this weekend, you know.
Yes.
What happened to you?
Well, I had the Indiana Beach party that I do with John's family.
The Dunes?
Once a year, yeah. The Dunes family get together, and that was a lot of fun on Sunday.
I didn't know his last name was Dunes.
Oh, yes.
The Dunes family get together?
Dunesbury.
They're very political.
But that was fun because the waves were huge this year, and so we were like people waving, arms going back and forth.
No hugging, no hugging, but the waves were huge.
There's more than corn in Indiana.
But Lake Michigan, well, 4-H ain't all cows and cooking. They're
sowing.
Cheese making. But the waves were huge, so we jumped through those, and that was so much fun on Sunday, and we hiked in the dunes and everything. But on Saturday, that's, I think, the focal point of my weekend was Saturday. I went on my bike down to this field of sunflowers that's growing south of me to take some pictures of them. And on the way back, I crossed Milwaukee Avenue without any incident, which is always, you know, you're kind of taking your life into your own hands when you cross Milwaukee. Well, I got across Milwaukee and I got to the sidewalk, and the sidewalk does this very sharp right turn, or right, what do you call it, 90 degree angle, right?
It's a right angle.
Right angle, thank you. And I was going a little too fast for that right angle, and I ended up going over my handlebars and landing on my side. My right side landed at about, I don't know, 8 miles an hour on the ground, and I hit my head, and I quite...
Did you have your bike helmet on?
I did have my helmet on, thankfully.
Oh, thank God.
I can see damage. That
it looks like you fell on your face.
I didn't hit my face at all. Thank you.
Oh.
That's natural.
I know a great dermatologist.
But I have, if you'd like to see, I have...
Oh, I want to see.
I have this bruise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a bruise on my hip. I'll have to take my pants off.
Can we take a picture of this? And yeah, post it?
I have my camera.
But I have a bruise on my hip. My arm, my right arm, is pretty much useless right now. I even have trouble opening doors with it.
Good thing you masturbate with your left.
Well, and on my left side, I have, if you can see, my middle finger is twice the size of the other fingers.
Ooh, that looks painful.
And so I can't, like, grab it very well. And I've got a big bruise underneath the skin here. So
isn't that a Shakira song?
Underneath my skin is the big old bruise.
Let's see
so
it.
Here's the hip
I feel
bruise.
Like Howard Stern right now. I want a lesbian to come in so I can spank her.
Somebody with her boobs showing. Now make sure that you blur this out when we have it.
Oh,
did
dear.
You see the clip? Somebody sent
those
us
those are
a
lime
clip.
Green panties.
Oh,
to get
that's where
ouch.
Where my hip landed.
Oh.
That looks very painful.
Did
you see the Howard Stern clip that somebody sent us about the boys with small penises?
No.
Or maybe I got that somewhere else. Well, he had the show about guys with really, really, really small.
Oh, like highs. We talked about that one day?
Yeah, well, then it exactly. And they were pretty small. And this one boy was hot.
How come that sounds like the cock sucking sound?
Well, with him, it's more...
And that's the whole thing. No gag reflex there.
But I'm thinking, how many boys is this guy met thinking, you know, judge based on how hot he is, that he's probably, you know, because you create these sort of associations.
Like my friend Dan.
Right, exactly.
Who's hot and hung.
So I felt bad because these, I mean, teeny tiny. I mean, I ain't got no 9.5 inches, I'll tell you that, but... Teeny, teeny, tiny, these little...
Tetley tea?
Winkies were. Tiny little tea leaves.
Tiny
little, thank you for getting that.
Tiny little testes with...
In Tetley tea. Testes tea.
Speaking of tea, I was around some sweet tea this weekend.
Oh, I love sweet tea. You must have been down into South.
I was into South.
The north of the South.
Rose and I went down to the North Carolina.
Oh. Love me some Carolinians.
No, we flew. Well, we flew to Charlotte and then drove out to the Greensboro.
And how was that drive for you?
Sucked my ass, and not in a good way.
Figuratively, then.
No.
Because Rose, darling, if you're going to be the passenger, there are certain rules you have to abide by. Sucking my ass during bad traffic. Sucking his ass, not mine. That's... Well, it makes the ride a little more enjoyable for everyone involved.
Goes with the territory. So we hit rush hour traffic, which I had been warned about. But, you know, when you drive in Chicago traffic regularly, you
laugh at it.
Yeah. You, mm-hmm. Oh, rush hour traffic. Oh, we're only going...
8 cars and a tractor.
Right. But this traffic was not so nice. And we exited. There was a big mall, Concord Mills Mall.
Oh,
so
I've been to the Concord Mills.
See?
I know the Concord Mills.
They got
Mills.
A Chick-fil-A.
They do have a Chick-fil-A up at the Concord Mills.
I was just guessing.
So we stopped off, and then we got back on, thinking traffic would be lighter, which it was, and then immediately hit an accident. Well, we didn't hit an accident. There was an accident. And they were when we finally got up and drove past, they were literally working on someone in the median.
I don't think
they made it. And after that, then there was construction, and it took us, you know, that should have been a 90-minute drive. And it took us like two and a half hours.
I would have to have stopped to pee.
There was no peeing.
There's no peeing in baseball.
There's no peeing in North Carolina.
When you move, I mean, you're going to have to drive there, obviously, because you got yourself a car. How many bathroom trips? I think people, if you want to write in and take a guess as to how many times John has to stop to pee from Chicago or just north thereof, to Portland, which is approximately, 2,200 miles?
Yeah.
2,200 miles. He usually...
Now, let's not give too much away. For example, if I go from Chicago to Ewan, I will stop 3 times.
And now, you all are going to have to go to Google Maps yourself to figure out how what kind of distance we're talking here. But, yeah, I want to hear some wagers, some serious bets and guesses as far as... And there might be a little something in it for you if you guess exactly. I'm offering Justin services. Because he claims to know his way around the penis.
Well, I've been told.
You know, I've been told.
take a left at the Dark and Curlies.
Ain't you seen some movie about that shit? Yes.
We got to post that. That's some funny shit.
So we did eventually make it, and towards the end we had a driving buddy. You know how when you're driving along,
Go in front, you go in front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I first noticed the driving buddy because we pulled up beside him, and it was a gaggle of hot boys.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what a group of hot boys was called.
Gaggle.
Gaggle.
Did you get them breadcrumbs?
Is it a gag reflexal? Oh.
Sometimes they're known as a flock, but that's only when you find them in South America.
Oh, good to know.
Then they're a flock. So I noticed their cuteness first, and then they ended up kind of passing us. And then I noticed that they were driving an Audi, which I love me a good piece of German machinery.
Mm. I like the innies.
And then I noticed the license plate, the North Carolina license plate that said, "Too cute to be straight."
Oh.
So then we were just friends on a number of levels, and we proceeded then to zigzag through traffic for about 30 miles or so at between 90 and 100. Poor Rose was clinging on.
I've been the passenger in your car. Now, Justin's a good driver.
Heard it.
And his car is a high performing piece of
machinery.
This was
with 18 airbags.
Oh, this was a rental.
This was a Hyundai. Rental.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
With bad alignment. Like, as we were driving, and the entire steering wheel, the logo on the steering wheel is tilted about 45 degrees.
Oh, my God.
And I look over and say, do you think this car needs an alignment?
Okay, then I would have been scared, too.
So we made it safely, and I waved goodbye as we were getting ready to exit. So I sped up beside him and waved and winked, and we had a little moment, and then we exited and found
our
way.
And then we met at the rest stop.
Oh.
Squirt.org.
So the drive back was not as bad traffic-wise, although I have come up with a new name for the roads in North Carolina. They don't have freeways or expressways. They have y'all-ways. Y'all just take your time, and y'all drive in whatever lane you want to, including the left.
Oh, sure.
And y'all don't worry about it.
Y'all bitches are pissing me off.
Y'all bitches need to move.
Heard it.
So
it is a slower paced, more easygoing kind of environment all the way around. So that does include the driving, I would imagine.
Yeah. Which is, you know, normally I'm a sort of slower paced, kind of easygoing person.
I'd noticed that about you.
If anyone wants to write in and take a guess as to what happened to Justin, then please do, because apparently he's been replaced by this
easygoing, kinder, laid back,
gentler version thereof.
So, do you want to hear any stories from the
Hell yeah.
North Carolina? Now, overall, it was a fabulous time. We went for a birthday party, had a great time. We met Travis and his boyfriend Zach. Love him. Going to put him in a box and bring him home, like takeout.
Big box. Good.
So, now I'm told that these things never happen.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry. Put some holes in the box so they can breathe.
Oh yeah. Little mini oxygen tanks.
Bemidji oxygen tanks.
See? It's a good word for tiny.
So I'm told that typically gays are hard to find and nothing ever happens in Greensboro. But everywhere we went, something happened. Like we go to the restaurant. We went to this nice restaurant for dinner. And we're sitting across and there's this gayer than gay boy sitting across, and I turn to Chad because I'm about to say, let's play a game mm-hmm. called Spot the Greensboro Gay.
And then you point at Chad.
Right. And I look back and I swear the boy teleported. That's the only possible explanation, because I turn my head, I look back, and he is standing right in front of us. Like he's
Spot the Gay Ninja.
He's standing. He was wearing black. He proceeds to sit down practically on top of me. Mm-hmm. And it's at that point that I realize he is drunk off his ass.
Oh.
He's holding a bottle of Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, because nothing's like, more precious.
Bud.
And he's like, who are you? So it's Rose and I, Chad, Travis, and Zach. He's like, who are you? Do you live in Greensboro? No, I don't. Is that your boyfriend? No, it's not. It's my birthday. Hi, I'm Justin. Nice to meet you. And it turns out, so this is a drunk gay man, and he asks us 8 times too. He's like, "Who's together? Are you two? Is that your boyfriend? Are you from Greensboro?" And then it turns out that apparently about 8 years prior, he dated our server.
Oh.
And so every time our server would walk by, he would be like, "That motherfucker. We were together for a long time, like 3 months, and then and then he went to the adult bookstore and was getting a blowjob." And so we're just looking at each other. And
did he turn from cute to
said he was cute.
Weird.
He was fairly cute. I mean,
Greensboro cute.
Greensboro.
You got to grade on a curve. Chad, you're fucking up the curve.
I always hated those kids.
Mm-hmm. You were that kid.
So, yeah. So he proceeds to bug us on, like, the server finally was like, you need to go over there. And when our food came, Rose and I got a little Chicago aggressive on him. Ooh.
Did you, like, cut him off in traffic or something?
Exactly. So we did that, and then later that night we go out to the club, and as we pull up, there's somebody getting a blowjob in the parking lot.
That's hot.
Nothing it ever happens hot. In Greensboro.
Yeah, and every single time, Chad is like, "No, listen, this never. It's because of you. You brought the vibes. You brought the gay vibes.
The big
with
city
you.
Vibe."
So blowjob in the parking lot, the drunk guy, and then we're at the bar. We're at the warehouse.
Ooh.
And we actually went, well, we went to
the men's warehouse.
You're going to like it. I guarantee it.
Ooh. That could be a gay bar.
The men's warehouse. So we met some crazy characters. There are some interesting people out to the Greensboro, but this crazy lady, she is wearing a black skirt, high heels, and a leopard print top.
Sounds like she's a hooker. Seriously.
Well, she looked like a hooker. She was there with her husband, who looked like Tony Soprano.
Ooh.
And she came over and she's like, she kind of stumbles up. She's intoxicated, but not like drunk. And she kind of walks up and she's she looks at Rose and I, and she's like, I've never seen you before. Where are you from? What are you doing here? My name's Janet. And I, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, buy me a cheeseburger.
Take me to McDonald's, John. I put peanut butter on it. Eat my pussy.
She proceeds to tell us how she and her husband come every week, and they just love it. She's like, oh, we just love it. And at that point, I look over at her husband, who's sitting in the furthest corner of the patio possible, in a lawn chair with a cocktail, going, oh, my God, get me the fuck out of here. Like, he just looks like he's not having any.
She's That's grounds for divorce.
You have to come over and introduce yourself. Tony would love to meet you. I don't know if his name
Tony
is really
Soprano.
And it's just so nice. Where are you all from? And, oh, that's so nice that you come out here. That's great. Well, we come here every week, and we just love it.
Like my pussy. I put peanut butter on it. Yeah. Not the chicken. I made you some stew.
Oh, so it was just a parade of personalities, let me tell you. But, oh, let's play a game.
Okay.
This was the best part. This was the best part. Let's play a game called How Much Was This Round of Drinks?
Ooh, I love this game.
Excellent.
So, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm concentrating.
At the nice bar. At the expensive bar.
Okay.
This is
okay.
At the expensive bar. I go up. There's an outdoor patio, and I go up to the expensive bar.
I'm writing down the factors.
And here's what I ordered.
Okay.
I ordered a Bud Light, a Miller Light. These are bottles.
Okay.
A Long Island iced tea.
Large Island iced tea.
Long Island.
Long.
Long.
Thank you.
Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
7-Up. And a Absolute Orange in 7. But you can't tell which one was mine. How much do you think that round? So, Dina, what do we have?
I have $13.
I was going to say probably 10 or less, because I bet they gave you the 7-Up for free.
And?
Well, the answer is $17.
Ooh. Oh.
So very close, but still, like 5 drinks for $17, including a Long Island iced tea.
Let's Chicago-fy this.
Let's do Chicago.
Chicago-fy.
Bud Light.
Let's say side
$3.50. What's a bottle of beer?
Well, where are we getting our
Let's
beer?
Just go with, I don't know.
Are we at Sidetrack?
Sidetrack is fine.
Oh, okay. A bottle of beer, $5.
For real?
Yeah.
So that's 10 already. The Long Island?
At least $8.
18. A soda?
They'll
probably give it to you for free. No?
Sidetrack? No. $2.50.
For real?
Yeah.
Them cheap bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's $20.50. And your drink?
$6.
Oh, my God. So it's like $30-something dollars with your tip. It's always fun to drink in small towns, isn't it?
Love
well, not even small towns, but small towns around here or faraway towns.
Right.
Love it. Not that I'm a big drinker, but it's a good time. You can stretch your $20, that's for sure.
You sure can.
And your butthole.
Well, you can stretch your butthole anywhere.
You can. You can.
With enough lube, anything can go in.
Well, I think that's all my North Carolina. Oh, there was one last thing. There's a local celebrity in North Carolina in the Greensboro area. And everybody
Janet?
There knows her. No, her name is Cherry Berry.
Oh.
And Cherry Berry, this is what Cherry Berry does. She works for the city or the state or something, and she certifies that elevators are safe.
Oh, good.
And it's sort of like how they have the mayor's name at the airport. You know,
oh,
Richard
yeah.
Daley welcomes you.
Sure.
She is the grand ambassador of elevators. Every elevator, and we went and found one in the parking deck and rode the elevator just to see Cherry Berry. I got my picture taken with her. Because her picture is on the certificate in the elevator. And it's like, this elevator inspected and approved, you know, for safety. And then at the bottom, it's like, you know, I don't think Cherry Berry does the approvals like Richard Daley doesn't work at the airport.
Heard
but
it.
She signs her signature and her picture is right there. She looks like somebody's mom.
Is she a black woman?
She is not a black woman.
Oh.
But her name is Cherry Berry.
Now, does her picture look like a glamour shot?
In some ways, it does.
Does she have like a pink fadeaway kind of boa look about her?
There's like a soft glow
right.
around
there's
her.
A filter on that camera.
Oh, so I had to meet Cherry Berry because everybody was talking about her. Everybody knows her. She's in every elevator with a picture.
I went to grade school with a Terry Berry. I wonder if they're related.
Maybe. They might be. So we actually recorded some stuff at Chad's birthday party on the dead grandma.
Oh.
So we're not going to have that for this episode, but I'll tack that on to next episode when I get a chance to go through it. Because otherwise you're going to get 20 minutes of drunken...
That's static.
Cling.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Well, I was hoping to tell
unprepared.
This...
Unprepared. I was...
Nah, da. So you all might remember my friend Dave from such stories as how you say, you know.
Oh, sure.
We well, all remember.
From time to time, he has these good stories about what happens at his restaurant that he works at.
Apparently, it doesn't stay at the restaurant.
It's not Vegas.
Heard it.
Well,
September 8th through the 14th.
They have this guy at the restaurant whose nickname is Frijoles. Everybody there calls him Frijoles.
Which is Spanish for beans.
Right. So everybody there calls him Frijoles. And Dave got curious one time and he said, why do you call him Frijoles? And they're like shy about it and like they don't want to tell him. And he's like, well, one of the workers in the kitchen is like, well, because that's his name. And Dave said, no, that's not his name. Why do you call him Frijoles? And they go, no, it's his name. That's his name. And Dave's like, no, that's not his name. His name is Vince. Why do you call him Frijoles? And they go, no, his name is Beans. His name is Beans. Boy, when he told it, I was rolling on the floor.
Oh, God, that's it? Okay, so let's move on to another racially motivated comment, which I have one.
No, seriously, they said his name was Beans, but his name is Vince, but because of the way that it's pronounced.
Oh. Notch.
Yeah.
We can cut that out with the other problems that we've had tonight, if you want. Let's
how you say...
My friend Dave was talking about a funny t-shirt that he saw. Now it's
as opposed to that last story.
True. Now this is kind of sexist. Well, not sexist. It's sexual in nature. It's also racist in nature. And it's also sacrilegious. So it's really the trifecta of being offensive.
Heard it.
But it made me laugh. And it is a t-shirt that says, depending on your pronunciation, Jesus trims my bush or Jesus trims my bush. Which I found to be pretty darned funny. Funnier than that story.
Heard but it. Not much.
I didn't have to explain it.
Okay, so do we have any
howdy-do's?
I got some howdy-do's. I want to give a howdy-do to Mark in Ann Arbor. Mark is, first of all, hot. And I shared his picture with Dan one day when we're talking. I'm getting this look from Justin, like, how come I'm not aware of this?
All hot pictures have to come
I'm
through.
Sorry. He is, now this is kind of funny. He's getting a doctorate in accounting, which, yeah, I think most people probably think, what the hell are you going to do with that? He's actually considering not pursuing that and looking for different opportunities, perhaps. So he asked me for some career advice and... I didn't really give it to him, but I asked some probing questions, which led him to the obvious answer of, no, don't drop out of school at this point to take a job. It's something you probably won't be very good at. So, Mark, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't
teenage
do it.
Teenage suicide. Don't
employment
do it.
Tips brought to you by the Drink Till We're Funny podcast and Alt-P production.
And then Ian in Virginia, he is teaching for 1 year I think an intro to sociology class or something at the local college before he decides exactly what he wants to do. So it's like all these people are coming out of the woodwork looking for guidance in their life. I don't have guidance in my life, people. Dina, so Dina, don't ask me for my opinion.
Dina, what should I do with my life?
Oh, I can tell you what to do with your life. That is not a problem.
Well, I don't know if you saw the email that I sent, but we had a request for some advice on throwing a a gay man throwing a bachelor party for straight men. I put some time into that one, too.
Did you want to forward that to me? Because that's exactly what I have to do in 2 weeks.
Well, it was originally directed at you because, you know, he said, well, you have to do it, so help me. And I'm thinking, okay, but John hasn't done it. But I did that. I threw Kirk's bachelor party, and it was a hell of a good party, PSBTW. So I gave him a few pointers. And I'm like, rubbing
my
microphone.
Your microphone. It sounds like you're farting.
Well, I have a howdy-do for our friend Joe. And Joe had offered to set us up with a clever email address. And I think that one or more of us might take him up on that. So thank you for that, Joe. And howdy-do.
Howdy-do.
I have a howdy-do.
That's great. Do you want to talk about it?
You should take something for it.
I forgot which howdy-do is mine.
Top one.
Oh, Brendan. Howdy-do to Brendan. I remember Brendan. I just didn't remember that he was my howdy-do.
He's your howdy-do.
Well, hi, Brendan. Brendan is a podcast junkie.
As evidenced by his MySpace.
That's right. And so he sent us a little note and loves us, and we love you, too. Love you, mean it.
Love you.
Howdy-do, Brendan.
May not mean it. And then my last howdy-do for this episode would be to KC, not Casey, but the letters KC.
Of the Sunshine
said,
Band?
Well.
Missouri?
No, not even Kansas. He's from Wisconsin. He is a married straight guy. I don't know why, but I'm surprised we're getting a lot of straight. I am hearing from a number of straight boys. He lives in Wisconsin. He got fired up. He went back and started at the beginning of our whole spiel, and on episode 2 we had that prank hate mail from Jerry.
Oh, that's right.
Sandy P. Ussy from Mothers Against Queer Podcast, Matt Coupa. And so he wrote, and he's like, I Googled it. I wanted to send her an email. Is this a legitimate organization? He got all fired up, and I'm like, that's cute, but no, it's fake. So howdy-do to Casey.
Well, howdy-do.
I want to send extra special howdy-dos out to all my new friends in Greensboro. So, well, howdy-do to Chad and Travis and Zach, and howdy-do to Michael and Melissa and everybody else.
What about the drunk boy at the Olive Garden
and,
that came up?
And Wayne. Oh, we went to a nice restaurant at the Olive Garden. His name was Wayne. And Travis sent me a text message on the way home, and he said, you know, great meeting you, blah, blah, blah. Tell Rose we hope she goes and has sex with her husband. And by the way, Justin, we gave your number to Wayne. No need to thank us.
Those are friends. Friends worth keeping.
They are.
Well, I'm all out of howdy-dos for this episode.
All right, then.
Okay. Well, you can get in touch with us by sending us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Or you could be like Samuel Jackson and give us a call, 773-828-4397.
Or you can reach two of us on the AIM, that's AOL Instant Messenger, at DTWF Justin or DTWF Dina.
And please, add yourself to our Frapper map. I've noticed there's been a bit of a flurry.
Yes.
Oh, a wintry mix of activity. And I just love going out there and seeing that there are people all over the globe that really, like, that's the thing that impresses me most about this whole endeavor, is when I see other continents with little red pins in it.
Pins. Pins and needles.
Pins and needles.
And people have also been adding reviews of us on iTunes. Some really, really flattering things that sometimes make me want to cry. They're so nice.
Now, does this comment make me look, is it flattering to me? Or does it make me look fat?
No, your fat ass makes you look fat.
Vision makes you look fat.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next week. Sorry for the delay.
And thanks for being patient and not harassing us about it.
Al. Yeah. Thank you.
Al.
Fabio. Yeah. Just kidding. We heart love you guys.